I want to say this, that you can play. I prefer you play. It makes me feel like I preach better. Oh, your hands don't want you to? There we go. Come on. Just makes everybody cry. Well, really, I just have a couple things to say. And one is that the importance of, I shared with this young man right here, whom God is doing a great work in this young man. You guys are blessed. And he's blessed to have you guys. And I shared this, that we just simply have to empty ourselves out on a continual basis of everything that we know, of everything that we've experienced, to allow God to come and take residence in us. And like I shared with Reggie, or as I call him, Reginald. Like I share with him, it's like each day you wake up and you say, God, you act like you don't even know him. You say, God, I want to know you. Today I want to pursue you. I want to live for you. My goal today is just to know you, not to learn about you, but to know you. I want to pursue you because, ladies and gentlemen, what he has today is completely different than what he had yesterday. So you can't live off of yet. You can't do it. Paul spoke of it. He said, you want to boast? I can boast. I got this. I did this. I did. I mean, he can give a laundry list of great accomplishments, and then I can give you a laundry list of great failures. But either way, on both sides of the spectrum, your failures and your accomplishments, that's yesterday. And God wants to move in you today. Please do not get me wrong that we need to acknowledge Christ and everything that he does for us. We need to remember all of the victories that he gives us. Never let those go. Always praise him. Always give him glory and praise for where he's brought you. Don't ever forget that. But today is not yesterday. And today is not tomorrow. Today you're alive. Today he has something special. Like we said last week, today is the day that the Lord has made. It is specifically designed for you and the other X amount of billion people on the world. It is specifically designed in that day, in that moment. Therefore, if you're going to know, you have to know what you need to do that day. You can't say, well, yesterday I did this and it worked, because that's yesterday. So, God is good, amen? I mean, God is so good. And what we're experiencing as a family, a faith family, I have to say, this is not limited to Sunday mornings, okay? We don't need to sit here and, I mean, this is great. I love this. This is wonderful. I'm encouraged to hear all of your testimonies. I mean, it edifies us, as the word says. That's what it does. It brings us up. We say we have a God in whom we can trust, in whom we live for. And my life will speak of his victories, because as my wife shared, everybody's got their challenges. One thing I'm encouraged by is another writing of Paul that he said, you prayed it, and I just read it when you prayed it earlier about the thorn in his side. And I just was blown away as I'm reading it, and this thorn in Paul's side, this thing that just continually was at him. I think he uses the word a demon or demonic. And he asked the Lord three times to remove it. But the Lord did not do that. And the Lord said, well, I don't remember exactly what he said, but it was to humble him. And it was for him to live by God's grace and understand who God was. And I'm blown away at how he was able to take that and look at it. And if I try to say, compare my life and that particular writing from Paul, that experience that Paul had, I could say there's been many times I throw my hands up, get frustrated, and I act on my own. I don't listen. I don't, you know, where he was able to take that and he knew who his God was. So he's able to take that and say, this is for my benefit because my God said so. So my encouragement today, live for today. Live in this moment, meaning, listen to the voice of God. And better yet, obey the voice of God because obedience is better than sacrifice. And just allow his love, seek him, allow his love to overwhelm you. Allow it to be your motivator, your compass, your plumb line. Allow it to change the atmosphere around you. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I am so thankful for the freedom, God. I am so thankful for your freedom, Heavenly Father. Jesus, we lift up your name in this place, in our lives, in our hearts, high above every other name, high above every other thing. Anything that would attempt to raise itself against you, God, we lift up the name of Jesus Christ, and we walk in your authority as children of God. We glorify your name, and we praise you for who you are. Father, my heart today is that we, as your children, would walk in your love, Lord. That we would walk not by flesh, but by your Spirit. Not by our lustful desires, but by your glorious light and your freedom from such things. Lord, thank you for who you are in our lives. Thank you for the work that you're doing and the freedom in Jesus' mighty name. So I say it, I'll say it again. Listen to the voice of God. Take the time to listen. I'll say one more thing. Last week when Nick was playing and he said something like that reminded me of when God had in the dream it said to King Solomon, "What do you want? You know, name it, it's yours." He said, you know, now's the time, you know, breakthrough, something of that nature. Now is it. If you want it, it's here right now. You ask him anything you want. Basically, he's here. He wants to pour himself out. And I started processing, what do I want? God, what do I need the most? And I thought, well, this is a problem. This is something I do that needs to go. This is something I struggle with regularly, you know, and I'm processing these different things that I battle with. And then it dawned on me. If I have an opportunity and I name one thing that I want to see gone or get rid of, what makes it more important than the other things that I battle with, then I have a laundry list. So if I name one, I would have to name several. Amen? I mean, we all have it. Come on. So what did I name? I thought, you know what? Jesus, I want you. I said, I want to want you. I want to know you because he's shown me that when I know him, all that other stuff, it disappears. It disappears. Then all of a sudden my list that I go, oh man, why did I choose that one? You know, it's like, because I'm choosing Christ. That's when we seek him, all that other stuff, it goes by the wayside because he is King, because he is Lord, and because he is love. Thank you, Lord.
Thanks, Josh. I just want to just give, like, I don't know if it's like a disclaimer or what it is, but I just want to let you know that I am someone that has come from 16, maybe 20 years of sitting under ministry, that we had the moves of the Spirit altar time. But it was really orchestrated. It was really timed out, and it was really planned. We did have a few Sundays where it just broke loose, but I mean, I can name them maybe on both hands. And I fight being obedient in this. You may think that I just come up here and Pastor Mike doesn't care that, you know, our kids are maybe distracting others, or some kids across the place are distracting me. I care. But you know what I care about more? I care about that somebody here will leave, and hopefully more than one, will leave truly changed. Because if God gets a hold of their heart, like He got hold of my heart, like He got hold of some of yours, then their world is going to be a lot better. And they're going to start to realize the love of God. They're going to start to be a light in this light, in this dark world. And they're going to maybe reach one more person. Now you may say, well, one doesn't sound like much. Jesus spent His time with 12, really. And He spent 3 years with them. He poured into them. And what did they do when the Spirit of God came? They turned the world upside down. So don't tell me one is not important. Two is important. Five is important. But one's very important to God. He would have done everything He did on the cross for that one. We can't understand that. But if everybody else would have rejected Him, if one would have said yes, it would have been enough for Him to lay down His life. That's how much He loves us. That's why God wants us to want Him. That is His desire for us. He wants us to want Him. He wants us to want Him more than anything in the world. And when we do that, we're in a great place. I have my wife's helping me here. I have the 24/7, which is this coming Friday, prayer sheets. So if you need to pick this up from me, I'll sit it right here. And my wife's doing a little accounting here and business. We have sign-up sheets for the chili feed cook-off. And please sign up for some food, because we're going to bring some fruit salad and coleslaw and a couple other things, some rolls. But it's a chili cook-off. It's the end of the month. I just want to tell you that I love you guys. I do. I mean, we as a staff are not here for any other reason than to see God glorified in your life. That is why we're here. And we, yes, if we have to, we will come at 2 a.m. to break chains off of you. If it doesn't happen here, if you need to call, our numbers are on the back of the bulletin. Call, and we will pray with you. And we will believe God to set you free, because it is not God's design for us to go through a cycle of failure and success and success and failure. It's His design for our life to be elevated to who He's called us to be. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank You for this day. God, I know that You've done much more, as You always do, than what appears on the surface. So, Holy Spirit, I pray, seal the deal in these hearts. Do not let the enemy come in and try to steal this word that was planted today, this encouragement that was implanted in them today, Lord, this light that shone in their hearts, Lord, and they realize a truth, God, that they can walk in newness of life. Lord, do not let the enemy take that from Your vessels of honor. In Jesus' name, amen.